1.3 Fashionista is Joan Lincoln, and we're talking about what, Persapalooza?
Well, Joan's been out and about, just like Deborah Ross, right? Beyond the Nest. Yeah. So I'm doing my own little adulting field trips these days.
Nice.
I'm just doing some different zip codes for lots of different reasons. Anyways, one of my favorite events coming up is a Purse for Change for the Women's Foundation of the Genesee Valley. Now, I don't know if you know what this is, but they have been receiving donations and collecting handbags, and they have all these great high-end luxury handbags that will be a live auction. Nice. So, Christy, have you flipped your handbag for the summer season?
I did. Did you see
it? Did you? What a good girl. Ooh, she's so pretty and clean. You know, you are a Michael Kors lover, I tell you.
That and Coach.
Let's
I
put
do
that
both.
In Coach. Yeah, you do well.
What do you put in there? That's monstrous. Are you going on a vacation?
Look. Wallet.
Oh, matching wallet. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have we're going to do a little game here in the next few weeks and see what's in that handbag of yours.
Sure, you
How's
can.
That sound? Well, anyways, a Purse for Change is happening. It's August 4th. You can do it in person or online. So grab your gals and pals and, you know, support that. And then, so who's, are you guys golfers?
Not at all.
Okay, so
I've tried. It's hopeless.
Well, I don't expect to achieve anything. I used to be a decent golfer, to believe that.
I believe that.
I took the golf clubs off the shelf in the garage, and I'm going to have to clean off, you know, at least a decade's worth of dust off of them. And it got me thinking, you guys remember the LPGA, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so I drove on Jefferson Road past Locust Hill just this week. And I was like, whoa, what's happening? So obviously LPGA hasn't been happening, but there's condos being built across.
I saw that.
And then I Googled, like, what women's tournaments are going on. Well, there's one in Rochester, and it is at Eaglevale, and it's early, and it's amateur. But I thought, you know what? I'm clearly the only story here is that it initiated me to, you know, encouraged me to get my golf clubs going.
Oh, okay. So you entered something.
You're gonna golf in it after 10 years of not golfing? I don't think that's
no,
an idea.
But it is a senior tournament, so you know, who knows in the future. Yeah. But then my most favorite thing that I fell upon, and I'm hoping to be part of it, is the Purple Painted Lady Festival. Have you ever heard about this?
I have, but what's it about? That sounds so fun.
Well, Trish is amazing. I mean, she has a great store out in Palmyra, but she gathers like 350 vendors, and she opens up her home and her property to all these vendors and food trucks, and she supports all kinds of local non-for-profits out in that area. Are you familiar with it? It's out closer to where you are.
Yeah, I am.
Good.
Amazing.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of conversation with her, and we're coming up with this new concept that I might be involved in, and I'll keep that for a further announcement as we get closer to her dates of September 17th and 18th. I'm kind of excited about it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So Joan's been out and about, Deb Ross, going beyond the nest.